Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Soderman, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Sal Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to be talking about what was going to be the next big thing a couple of years ago, the so-called virtual and ghost kitchens in the restaurant business. But tens of millions of dollars later, it actually hasn't worked out that way. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We are venturing back to Spain, specifically talking about Spanish olive oil, with their U.S. representative, Michael McCowan, who is the sales director for them, and believe it or not, based up north in Portland. Michael, thanks for hanging in there. Little factoid that I'd love for you to share with our audience is the feeling, probably for the uninitiated, is that Italy is the largest producer of olive oil and olives in the world. And I think you have a correction on that for us.
Yes, Andrew, I do. That's one of the key myths that we hear all the time, and rightfully so. Italy has done a great job of marketing themselves to the rest of the world, and with the the population of Italian immigrants here in the U.S., it stands to reason that that comes to be. But Spain, by far, is the largest producer of olives and olive oil in the world. Well over 50% any given year is produced out of Spain, and the rest of the world contributes the other 50.
Michael, again, a pretty impressive factoid, and thank you for sharing that with us. Now, as far as Garcia de la Cruz is concerned, you actually only package and produce extra virgin olive oil. Can you explain, why that is the direction of the company?
Yeah, and by the way, we even, in terms of the brand itself, we do organic extra virgin olive oil. So we go that extra step of adding organics in there. And we think that's pretty critical to some of the really, really high-end users of our product out there. The reason we do that is because we just believe that there's a niche for the people that really want a quality oil. And extra virgin olive oil is absolutely the highest level of olive oil that you can purchase or use in your kitchens.
Very straightforward. Of course, there are different varieties of olive oil, or actually different varieties of olives, that are grown all over the world. For Garcia de la Cruz, can you run through your indigenous olives that you use in the products?
Yeah, thank you. In our region, there's four varietals that make up the vast majority of the olive oil. It's picual, which is a very, very spicy oil, has a good, strong finish in the end. Hoja blanca, which is a more fruity oil. Cornicabra, which is the healthiest oil in the world, has the most polyphenols of any oil. And arbequina, which is the softest oil basically around the world and probably the most popular. Probably about 70% of the oil in the world is arbequina oil. And virtually all the California oils are arbequina oils at this stage.
That is the one olive variety, Michael, that I definitely recognize. So I'm glad that gets in the mix, too. Now, Michael, for someone that is sampling the Garcia de la Cruz products in the United States for the first time. I believe your flagship is that you have three blends. Do you want to briefly run through for our audience from the most accessible to the most premium what those are, so you know they have a little advanced research when they're looking on the shelves at Whole Foods?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, there's two on Whole Foods, but we do a third that we offer in our website and some of the specialty boutique stores in the area. It's called the Early Harvest. And the Early Harvest is special because of just what it means. It's the earliest in the harvest that you can pick the olives after they've just become ripe. So you get a lot less juice per olive, but it's really, really high quality. The other two we have are what we call our Master Miller brand and then our everyday essential olive oil for everyday use. And the difference in those oils is exactly what I was talking about earlier, just when they're harvested. So as you harvest later in the season, and the season, by the way, is from in Spain, is from October to roughly the end of January, is how the olives are picked. And the later in the season you go, the less fruity the oil is. So that's the difference. When you're shopping on the shelf and you see a difference in price of oils, whether taking into account if they're organic or not, but if they're all organic oils and you see some at one price and some at the other price, it's because of when they were harvested. Because you get more oil per olive when you harvest later in the year, you can charge less money for that, obviously.
Definitely a key point to know. Now, another theme, Michael, of Garcia de la Cruz is you want to be stewards of the land in Spain because five generations in, you want to keep things going. Besides being organic, what are some of the other highlights of Garcia's stewardship of the land? Because I think that's an important thing to mention.
Yeah, thank you very much. The key word today is regenerative. It even goes beyond sustainable. We've been sustainable for many, many, many years, but now we're even at the stage where we're regenerative, meaning you don't have to do anything to the land, and everything that you use from the land goes back to the land. In the case of us, we talk about the pig uses everything but the squeal. Well, in our case, the olive trees use everything, absolutely. Even the seeds, the pits of the olives, we dry and use to heat the plants in our winter time. Everything else, the branches, the pulp from the oil, the water from the oil, everything else goes back to our compost plant to put back in the field. So we are a regenerative operation, taking nothing from the soil and putting everything back in the soil.
Michael, absolutely amazing. Now, something new that Garcia de la Cruz kind of has the initial stages of doing is, of course, American tourists, particularly American foodie tourists, love to do food tours in Spain. And, of course, given the fact that the Garcia de la Cruz family goes back five generations in Spain, you obviously know your way around the country and have a lot of great connections. Just very briefly, before we need to say goodbye, talk about some of these tourism opportunities that Garcia is now doing, because I know some of my food media colleagues over the last couple of years have had a chance to experience this, and they come back really excited.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. You can get on our website and you can find more information than I'll be able to give you now. But yes, we're doing gastronomic tours where you sample all the foods of the region and with a chef that knows how to cook it and make sure that you're getting the authentic food of that particular region of Spain. And we also have a special treat of a dinner in a castle, a medieval castle in our area, that's just outstanding. They're very good tours. They're very open. They're mostly in the south, so you're going to see a lot of olive trees. As a matter of fact, one just factoid, the olive trees of Spain is the largest man-made forest in the world. And if you travel from Madrid down to Sevilla or Cordoba or Malaga, you're going to see a lot of trees. So we recommend you get on our website and take a look at the options for the gastronomic trips. Really a fun way to see Spain and enjoy some of the finest food.
Now, Michael, as we need to say goodbye, the one important thing that we need to mention, and slowly and repeat it twice, is the Garcia de la Cruz website.
Yes, www.garciadelacruzallofyou.com, garciadelacruzalloforoils.com. Any of those will get you to our website, and you can find us there.
Representing Garcia de la Cruz in the United States is Michael McCowan, not too far away from us, based in Portland. Michael, thanks for the time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Natural Products Expo West next year and enjoying some of your products in the meantime. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's everything you want to know about a new destination restaurant in Costa Mesa called Maizano. Two very enterprising restaurateurs from Mexico City are now active in Southern California, particularly Los Angeles and Orange County. Really interesting story. You're going to want to hear this. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far. Maybe.